Welcome to episode number 32 of our podcast, Up on Foil, where we talk all about foiling. Today, pump foiling. And I'm here with the pump foil Pensier. It's the oldest or the first pump foil club in Switzerland. At least that's what I've heard. Let's see if that's true. With the president, Martial, with the cashier, Mika. And we have Laurent here, the vice president and owner of this place here. Thank you very much, guys. We are able to record a podcast with you. And I'm just going to start with the president, Martial. Maybe you can tell us, why did you want to have a pump foil club? Was that necessary to start?
Thank you that we have you here for this podcast, first of all. No, it's not necessary to have a pump club, to answer your question. But Mika was since 3 years my motivation to become a good pump foiler. And we realized that pump foiling in a group is much more fun than alone.
So that's why you thought, all right, let's make a club. You have more than you three though, right?
Yeah, we currently have 20 members now.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And it's like 3-4 years old, the club. How old is the club?
It's the 3rd year of the club, yeah.
And
where are you guys located? Just for the listeners.
So we are here in Pensier, in the beach of Pensier. It's a lake really near from Freiburg. It's the closest lake from Freiburg. We are about 10 minutes drive from Freiburg city.
But it's a really small lake. It's more like a river, kind of.
Yeah, here in this place maybe as well, but you're quite right. But I think to start pump foiling, this is it's a great place.
It's big enough.
It's big enough, actually. Not so much people here, so it's perfect to start with pump foiling.
Yeah, the more people you have, the more problems can happen, right? But you don't have any problem because you're the owner of the property here. So you can basically say whatever needs to be done, or you can do whatever you like here. Is that like that?
Yeah, exactly. It's I'm the owner of the place. So we have a clubhouse, which is mine, but it's renting from the club. And I live here. So the goal was to do as simple as possible, so people come here, can leave your stuff, and you go pumping as simple as possible.
So did you like build the club because you wanted more people to be able to pump foil?
But my idea from the pump club was, you know, if you learn a sport, you have to invest quite a lot of money. And that was also my goal, to say, let's try to catch some people. They maybe just want to go into this sport and don't have to buy a lot of stuff. And so for that, we have here a pumping club board with a foil. So people can just try.
So it's like a starter's pump foil setup.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah.
What do you have? What's your starter set?
It's from Indiana, the P1100.
Is that the old wing of some of you guys?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, this was mine. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the idea was also that every time you pump, there was also always some kids, some people that they want to test because they think it's so easy. So you have to, just have to jump. So let me try your stuff. And yeah, we wanted to have something that, okay, you can test, but not, yeah, you can come in a club, try, train, but not just one time. And to give access to more people to the sport.
So you're also teaching like newcomers to pump foil.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yes.
The goal is to give to the newcomer our experience, and basically is that we plan every Friday on the 5 o'clock the training sessions now.
All right, know. Half an hour.
And if the people come, we can give
like classes, teach them. All right.
You teach newcomers how to pump foil, but you have your own origin stories. You're probably very good pump foilers. And maybe you can tell us how it started for you. What were the challenges? Did you learn here? Or how would you suggest someone to start? What would you give as a tip for a newcomer?
Yeah, I think that was quite hard. I just saw it in a video from YouTube, how to pump foil. And then I struggled. My first experience in pump foiling was at the pool of my parents.
How big is that pool?
It wasn't so big, but it doesn't matter in the beginning because you make only 2 or 3 meters. And yeah, I had nobody actually who gave me advice. You jump in, you try. I think everybody knows how it works in the beginning. And that was also the time I met Mika here at this place. And he was a little bit better as me, or much better. He made already 30, 40 meters or a complete round. And he was a motivation for me and showed me also how to stand up the board and everything. Yeah, well, I think we learned it quite by ourselves to pump.
And that was 3 years ago?
Yes.
4, I think.
Yeah, you 4, yeah. Me 3.
Well, maybe, Mika, you can tell us your story. How did it start for you?
How did I start this sport? I wanted to wing foil, and I took some lesson of wing foil. And the problem is that wing foil without wind, you cannot do that. And the teacher told me, yeah, you can. I can teach you as well how to pump. It was in Morges with a guy who is now known as a subfoiler. And okay, I took the lesson and I say, okay, that's a scam. It's impossible for me to pump. You are stealing my money. But I tried. I buy stuff and I begin to start on the dock. And I think I took 2,000 jumps to be able to do 50 meters. So I struggled a lot. Because at this time, the gear was not as efficient. Boards was not, it was board of kitesurfing or in every board, I broke perhaps 3 boards.
Really?
Yeah, 3 boards and 1 board at the first jump. So now every brand sells some pump foil, some pump board, but four or five years ago, everything was not like that. So.
And there was also not a lot of tutorials online, I suppose.
Yeah, not a lot. You have to jump and try to pump. And if you have no foil experience, that's really, yeah. My first advice is don't do that if you don't have any foil experience without help of somebody. You have to go with somebody we know and we give you the good tips.
As I remember, my first foil was a slingshot foil. I think it doesn't exist anymore. It was really hard to pump. And my first board I made by myself as well.
That didn't break though.
It broke.
It broke.
I think 3 times, but I was able to repair it to make it better and better.
Very nice. Laurent, what's your origin story?
I am a kitesurfer and also a kite foiler. And my first feeling of pumping was with the boat. That means foiling with the boat and then let the handle and pumping. And it was really my first feeling for pumping. And it has me help a lot to pump. And also pumping, I do pumping when there is no wind because my sport is kitesurfing.
Yeah.
And pumping has improved my kite foiling a lot. It's crazy. And I am now mobile on my kite foil,
it's crazy. And yeah, pumping can help a lot for that.
How was your start pump foiling? You said you were behind a boat, that helped, but then like jumping from a dock on that board, that there must have been some issues as well for you, I hope.
Yeah, I have seen Mikael how he's done and what he done wrong, and it helped. And but yeah, you have to try, and one day it's coming.
All right, that is
never great. Give up.
Exactly,
that's the secret.
And how did you decide to start this club and get more people into the sport? And how did you actually physically started it?
Yes, was that like a drunken evening and they were like, yeah, we should do a club, and then you started it? Or was it like, come on guys, serious now?
No, I think it was the second one, serious. Yeah, I realized that a lot of people, they saw me pumping on Lake Neuchâtel, for example. They, as Mikael said, they want to do it as well. And then I thought, okay, we have to have it, this sport, it must be really safe. Because in Switzerland, there can be some regulation, and then they say it's forbidden. Because who's remembering, kitesurfing was also forbidden for a while. And then I thought, okay, we have to have a place where we can make this sport really safe, not really public, maybe, but in a way which people can really try and don't have an accident at least, or scratch themselves or whatever. And yeah, that was a little bit the story to say. Let's try and help other peoples to get into sports.
And how do you start doing that? It's like, what do you need to start a club?
So the true story is that one day Marshall come to me and say, hey, I got an idea. We can have a club here in Laurent House. I say, yeah, but I don't think that Laurent will be happy with that. No.
How was that for you?
I don't think so. And Laurent said, yeah, good idea. And Marcel said, yeah, I got a guy, he had a beer club in Morton, and hey, it's a great association, you have to come. And yeah, the first time that we planned the club, it was in this club.
Yeah, the idea was from Martial, the push, the kick.
Yeah.
And Mikael already told me about doing a club, everything. And for me, it was so logic that we do that here. I have the building, I have the place. Yeah, this was a great opportunity to do it here.
But you didn't have all these starting possibilities then, or did you already have that because you already pumped?
There is a rowing club dock.
Yeah.
It was the dock where we learned, like all three, and we also I also have a dock, floating dock here. We have adapted here. We also build something better, and step by step, we have a lot of possibilities.
So for all the ones who just listened to us, maybe go over to YouTube. You can see the different docks here, and you have like three or even five different possibilities to start here. Maybe you can walk us through these possibilities, Martial. Maybe you just tell us how these docks are different, which ones are the best to start.
Yeah, the best one we have at the moment is
Can you guys show it in the meantime with one of the cameras?
Well, yes. Everything is gonna switch here. We don't have people anymore, but maybe you can see. Okay. Here's one. Here's another one.
Yeah. I see also like a launcher, like a dock starter.
Yes, also that's true. Let me just put that back.
Yeah, the newest one we have, or the best one, is this drop start dock we have now. It's always a little bit a question of the level of the lake, but
how much does it differ?
It can
2 meters.
Differentiate.
2 meters.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Sometimes we don't have we have no water here, okay. And we have the possibility to take this floating boat, the floating dock, and we take our boat and we go on the lake in the middle.
All right.
And we can guarantee that we can pumping here.
No, always.
That is.
I think here it is. I'm quite sure that it is the only lake, the only spot in Switzerland where we have, I think, 7 or 8 possibilities to start, and you can make a circuit between these 8, because there is. So we have 3 or 4 possibilities here. We have 2 rowing docks. That's not ours, but we can. There is another rowing dock, perhaps 500 meters further. In the, we have as well some challenge where we cross the lake, and there is a floating dock in, on the other side.
Oh, but you
side.
Can start again from the other side. Yeah, yeah. All right, good.
So, and yeah, that's yeah.
And the lake is very calm, and so the rowing people love this lake. And so there is several clubs from rowing, and also several rowing dock, which are perfect to start.
All right, very nice. So many different possibilities to start. Good for all levels. Even if there's no water, you can start. Now, you said you have 20 members already, plus you 3. And I can imagine if you start a club, people are paying, is it like $80 a year if you bring your own material? Is that correct?
Yeah.
And if you don't have your own gear, how does that work? You can still be a member.
Yeah, so we have 2 fees. One fee is if you have your materials, say it's $80 each year, and 300 if you have to use material of the club. So yeah, if you don't have anything, you just have to bring your wetsuit and you can pump if you want.
All right, that's very nice. You have a lot of those 20 who actually don't have your own stuff?
I think we have 4. Yeah, 4
yeah,
persons.
Yeah, 3 or 4 people, yeah, exactly.
But it's still pretty a small club. Is your goal to get bigger, get more people in the sport or in your club? How does that for you?
No, we want to stay small. Yeah, we are limited to 25 club members. And at least it's Laurent's place. He lives here with his family. So we don't want to have too many cars, too much noise. So, yeah.
Yeah, we want a good experience as well for our members. So we don't want some crowded docks where you have to wait 10 minutes to start, and that, too many people, I don't come today. And yeah, maximum we have for our 6 or 7 person, and we have several dogs, so we never too crowded to practice.
And I think also that's much more safer if people learn here to dog start correctly and then go maybe to another lake and don't hit someone else. So yeah, it's pretty good that you can learn here, and if you are able to make the different dog starting possibilities, then it's easier to go to other lakes.
So you see yourself as a like starting club where people can start, and once they know it, they can leave the club and go out in the world and pump there.
I think safety is first. So I don't want that the sport is forbidden here in Switzerland. And I think that's also one of the main goals from our club.
All right.
And
it's like a pump foil incubator. So you take people from... from 1 to 4, and then you let them go on their own. That's cool.
And the sport is really evolving really fast, because when we started, it was pumps, dog start, and it was, okay, you pump from your dog and you make your run, and okay, now you have some long distance, you have some downwind from dog, and you don't want to stay only in one spot. There is so many wonderful sport in Switzerland. So yeah, you come here, you learn. You can learn every type of starts, and then you can go anywhere you want. Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't make sense that we have club members from Zurich or from too far away, but I think just for this region here, they know now, hopefully after this video or podcast, that there is a possibility they can learn. And yeah,
that is really cool. So for you as the owner, I mean, I can imagine 20 members, that's quite a lot. You said usually it's 6 or 7 that are here, but maybe there are more. And I can imagine if you have a lot of people, maybe 10, 15, it could be that there are some problems arising. Have you ever had problems with some members or neighbors?
No, we have the chance to have cool members. Yeah, for the moment, it's really cool to have discussion with the member. It's really friendly, really family club, can we say. And now for the moment, we don't have any problems. I think it is a good thing to limit a little bit and to see.
Yeah.
And in the future, why not to have more infrastructure? I don't know.
But if someone like listens to this podcast and thinks like, all right, I'm going to give it a go. How can they apply? Can they apply, or how does someone come to you? Do they write to the president and ask if they're allowed to come, or how does that work?
Yeah, there are existing some people. They wrote me because the Friburger newspaper, they made a little story about here.
Okay.
And one guy of our pumping club here, he wrote me then directly, is it possible? And yeah, it's important that you look a little bit at the people, that you speak with them, and yeah, that you don't have any annoying people. They make big noise or whatever. So, but I think it's not a problem. So for us, it's important. We know everyone from our club members on a private way.
And you guys meet once per week, every week on Friday, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a regular training, but every day in summer when it is warm, every day there is some hiding.
We have someone coming. We're almost in their slot, but they can just pump around us. We don't have the action here.
To apply, it's really quite simple. You write a message on WhatsApp or on by mail, and usually after I explain the rules of the club, and you pay the fee, and yeah, you are in the WhatsApp group, and now you are a member, and that's quite simple.
That is quite super easy. Cool. So no problems because you limit it. That makes a lot of sense. I just want to ask you, Mika, because you said you've been pumping for 5 years.
Yeah.
You have seen the evolution.
Yeah.
I have been pumping for a little more than a year. So I have no idea. I'm a greenhorn, but maybe you can just give us some stories. You said before that you had boards that broke. What else? How did it change? How is it better or not better now than it was 5 years ago?
Yeah, that's really two worlds, two different worlds. The first foil was really sick foils, and it was so difficult to pump. And yeah, the board, everything has really evolved. I think the gear now is really, really easier than five years ago. So now we have really good gears, several brands that allow us to practice in very comfortable manner. So yeah, it's really evolved really, really, really fast.
And the material is getting cheaper a little bit.
Yeah.
Really?
In second hand, because you have a big market in second hand, and because everyone wants the latest Axis foil, the latest Indiana foil. Yeah. So, of course, when I started with second brand, second hand from Gong, which was not, I think, for 500 francs, I had all my gear. And but it was not really efficient. So yeah,
we also have no actually sponsors at the moment, or brands. They sponsor us, so for us, everyone is welcome with every foil for us.
That's... And you have different brands. You pump Indiana, you pump Axis, right?
And you Gong.
Gong, all right. So we have a little bit of everything. That is super cool. But if you have a club, it's not only the docs and the ways to start, it's also the social part. And I've seen on your website, I'm going to put it here or wherever, that you also have like the social events. You have a little clubhouse. There's even a sauna in the clubhouse. Maybe you can tell us, was that
the beers they see on the screen?
Yes, non-alcoholic, obviously. But this sauna, is that in here before you started the club? Or?
Yeah, the idea, I had the idea before the club for the sauna. And the club was the opportunity to renovate the building and to put the sauna inside.
All right.
And yeah, we get the sauna for free. We go one time with Mikael to get the sauna, and we put it here. And yeah, sauna is really good because after a session, it's really good for your muscle to...
And also in winter time, I mean, changing it's in cold. Winter time, if you have 2 degrees and you're standing on the floor, with the cold feet, and that was a little bit my my thing that I said, okay, here is a house, can we make a little wardrobe with every name on it, and like in a football club, but it's still small, but I think it's perfect for winter times, especially for winter times as well.
But it's
we wanted as well a place where we can chill between the pump run, you know, just stay and okay, talk a little bit with the other guy, drink beer, drink coke, and yeah, you want to spend some time here even if you don't pump. Yeah.
I agree. I think like when I go pump foiling, more than half of the time I'm talking about foiling and not really foiling. Yeah. So sometimes we're really just standing on the beach for half an hour, just like, all right, I have to go back on the water. Just stop that talking. But yeah, that's super important as well.
And we organize now 2 events per year. One is our general assembling, which we invite someone. For this year, it will be Indiana. And the second event we have is like a fondue outside here with fireplaces to animate the people to do winter foiling as well.
That's cool. But that's members only.
That's members only.
All right. Very
the
good.
Event, the general assembly is members only, but we have the pump tests and the pump station is open to everybody. But the fondue is for the members.
When is that test going to be? Do you have a date that you want to share?
It's 24 May.
All right, good. Get your calendars out. Good. All right. Actually, when I look at my list, I'm pretty much through. Do you have anything else? Because you are alone on your island. Maybe a club would make sense.
Yeah, now that I built this platform, I'm going to try and get more people in because I don't have, like, my dock is pretty small and not really, like, easily accessible. But now that I've got this platform, I'm going to try and do something like you guys are doing once per week just to get some people into the sport and, just to share the sport because it's lovely. Even, doesn't matter if you're living at the sea or in or close to a lake. Still, if you can pump foil, you're not dependent on the wind.
That is true. And that is what's really great about pump foiling, I think, even though, yes, with the wind, it's also
but
quite
fun. I have a question, though, because you, Matt, are either freezing, either Marshall is sweating like crazy because there is something like you're in the same place and you're with a t-shirt and he's on a 6 millimeter wetsuit, probably.
He was in the shade when we started. Now, you're probably hot, right?
Yeah, I'm just waiting to go pump foiling now.
Yeah, the problem is that the air temperature is quite fun, but the water is quite, I think, no more than 8 degrees or 10 degrees down.
Jesus.
So you still have to have a big wetsuit.
Except if you're in the sauna. So between sauna session, a little quicker.
You are a really good pump foiler. You don't spend time on water, so
risky business. So Maybe you can just maybe tell us what's next for the Pump Foil Club Bancier. Is there anything that people need to know, except for, of course, that testing date? Something coming? Or just everything is good and it continues like it is?
No, I think we are agree. Everything is at the moment quite good. We have super members. We love the sport. Yeah. It's like it is at the moment.
All right, perfect. And I see people pumping there from the rower stock. So I'm going to change into a thick wetsuit as well. And looking forward. Unfortunately, Laurent, you had a surgery, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. With the knees. Because I was skiing and I am a bad skier. And I have a knee problem.
So a terrible summer ahead for you. But maybe you can do something else here, another dock or anything?
The idea is to continue to make this place always better, to have a place to chill, chill possibilities. More docks and more.
We have some projects in the pipeline
And that's why that it's important to have a club, because obviously I'm the cashier, so I have to speak about money. When you have members, you have fees and you can invest some money to for example, for the floating docks, we buy it. We buy some part of it, and for everything can cost money. So it's important. Thanks to our members, we can have a better place and offer them better services.
How much is a floating dock like that? How much does that cost? I have no idea.
This one, one part was from mine, from before, was 1,000 francs, occasion, second hand. Yeah. Yeah. And we buy the same part.
All right.
Also 1,000 francs. So we need money from member, of course, to get something good.
All right,
and it is good.
And the idea is not to generate money from the club, because at the end, it's the count are neutral. Yeah. So the idea is to invest what we have to have better sport. And
if you could start again the whole club thing, would you do something differently? If someone thinks about making a club, is there any part you would say, all right, we should have done it any other way? Or you say like, no, our way was the perfect way.
Our way was the perfect way, I would say. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that we are quite proud of of the club. And I think the members are quite satisfied for the club, I think. So, I don't think
I
would change anything.
I am really proud of what we've done. Yeah.
Yeah, we invest a lot of time to build that. And
All right. Super. That's a perfect note to end that podcast, guys. You have anything else?
No, I'll let you go for your session. I already have mine, so I have to let you go for yours.
Good. Yes. I'm just going to tell you the next episode is going to be with Daniel Perenetto. He's foil rat. He's the parawing expert, I would say, at the moment, because he tested, I don't know, 6 different brands of parawings. He's on the water all the time doing downwinders, and he started a podcast as well. Really cool guy. So we're going to have him on and we're going to talk about parawinging probably. So check out the next episode, and thank you for listening. Thanks for watching. And thank you guys for having us
here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Bye. Cheers. Guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.